From Spokane Public Radio, it's SPR News Today. I'm Doug Nadvornik. This is May 19th, 2026. Voters in two Northwest states are holding primary elections today. They're doing it in different ways. A facilities upgrade is coming for Spokane police officers and the recruits who are training to become officers. Jury selection begins in a Spokane trial for three protesters. Washington swears in a new state Supreme Court justice. And members of the Yakima Nation continue their resistance against a proposed energy storage project. Courtney Flack will introduce us to the people who are leading the protest. Those stories and more coming up on SPR News Today. Today is primary election day in Idaho. So far, about 70,000 Idahoans have voted early or returned absentee ballots. For those who are voting today in person, polling places and county elections offices will be open from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. You can find your assigned polling location at voteidaho.gov. Be prepared to show an ID and don't wear or bring anything that promotes a candidate, issue, or party on the ballot. Absentee ballots must also be received by 8 p.m. It's also primary election day in Oregon. Voters will decide on the Republican candidate for governor. That person will run against the incumbent Democrat Tina Kotek in November. They'll also pick the state's next labor commissioner. Cost of living is top of mind for voters, and all voters will decide Measure 120, a proposal that would raise the state's gas tax for road and bridge maintenance. Voters have until 8 p.m. to submit their ballots at local drop boxes or at county elections offices. Spokane police officers will get a new training facility this summer. It will be paid for with nearly $2 million from the state legislature and the State Department of Commerce. City Council President Betsy Wilkerson says the failing police infrastructure was an important issue to solve.
It was a challenging environment. The locker room needed some help. So anyway, we look forward to that. And just to reiterate, this allows officers to train here at home without having to leave and go somewhere else. That was a big part of the expansion of the academy.
Many policing agencies send their recruits to the State Training Academy in Burien, but there are several other regional campuses around the state, including in Spokane. The city council voted last night to formally accept the relevant grants, and the new facility should break ground around mid-July. Jury selection has begun in the case of three people charged with participating in a protest against federal immigration actions in Spokane last summer. The judge and attorneys in a federal courtroom are expected to narrow the pool to a group of 15, 12 jurors and three alternates today. Media with journalists in the courtroom report Judge Rebecca Pinnell ruled that body cam footage is admissible in court during the trial against the protesters. One Spokane County Sheriff's deputy was captured on body cam footage, saying he wanted to hit protesters with a stick during the protest against the immigration detainments. The deputy, Britton Morgan, is scheduled to be called as a witness by prosecution. The protesters have pled not guilty to charges of conspiracy brought against them by federal prosecutors. Washington's new Supreme Court Justice Theo Angelis is now officially on the job. The Seattle lawyer took the oath of office in front of family and friends yesterday in Olympia. Angelis replaces Judge Barbara Madsen, who retired last month after 33 years in the high court. She had the second longest tenure in the court's history. This is Angelis's first time as a judge. As a private attorney, he focused on intellectual property cases and had many international clients. And now he will expand his legal palette and hear a wide variety of cases.
At a time when the rule of law is under attack, I can think of no greater guide to what it means to be the right kind of judge than to always prioritize justice, mercy, and humility. And I pledge to bring that to every day that I'm here on the bench.
Angelis will have to win an election to keep his seat beyond this year. He has three opponents in the upcoming election, including Dave Larson, who narrowly lost a 2024 race to current Justice Sal Mungia. Hundreds of thousands of visitors from around the world are expected to come to Seattle and surrounding communities this summer for six FIFA World Cup soccer matches. The head of these events, the city of SeaTac, is making sure local hotels are prepared to respond to opioid overdoses. KNKX reporter Mitch Borden reports.
The city of SeaTac expects that its approximately 30 hotels will be filled with international visitors this summer who are here for the World Cup. But that could mean hospitality workers may encounter foreign guests who have overdosed on opioids. That's why the city is distributing the opioid reversal medication, naloxone, to local hotels, along with instructions on how to use it. Will Lugo is the city's emergency management administrator.
They could stumble in across somebody that's overdosed and not know what to do. So I think educating and training the frontline workers is valuable to save lives.
Along with naloxone kits, SeaTac hotels will have resources for foreign guests, such as how to call 911. I'm Mitch Borden, reporting.
For years, the Yakima Nation has fought to protect a sacred area in south-central Washington from development. Tribal leaders say a proposed energy storage project will destroy this area, which they call Mother of All Roots. Courtney Flatt from Northwest Public Broadcasting went to a ceremony there.
High above the Columbia River, a group of young girls from the Yakima Nation perform a welcome dance. They flow together around in a line, occasionally extending a foot to the side and reaching their hands toward the ground. This area near Goldendale is called Pushpum, or Mother of All Roots. Elaine Harvey is a member of the Rock Creek Band of the Yakima Nation. She's fought to protect Pushpum for years.
On a good day, on a clear day, you can see all the way down to Sisters Mountains. And on a good day, you can see Mount Rainier and Mount St. Helens over here. This is a really high point.
Pushpum is home to a seed bank for traditional medicines and roots. It's also a spiritually important spot for the tribe. Bronsco Jim Jr., or BJ, is the chief of the Rock Creek Band.
Nobody planted these foods. Nobody brought it here. It was intended for us to be here.
Yakima Nation members are gathering here, along with other tribes and environmental activists, to stand against an energy storage site that could soon be built nearby. It's called the Goldendale Energy Storage Project. Developers say it's needed more than ever, as the Northwest uses more carbon-free power. Eric Steimley is with Rye Development, which is getting the project off the ground. He says they're working to mitigate damage from the potential project. In earlier interviews, Steimley said he believes this is one of the best places to build this type of project in North America.
This particular site has been studied for pumped storage for more than 30 years.
The tribe has pushed back against two similar proposals at this same spot in the past. Harvey says, just don't build it here.
I believe we can go green, but in a responsible manner and not destroying shrub steppe.
Recently, the project got a key federal license. That means construction could start very soon. Simone Anter is a senior attorney for Columbia Riverkeeper. The environmental nonprofit is helping fight the Goldendale Energy Storage Project.
It's not built yet. There's no shovels in the ground, and so there's a real possibility that there won't be.
Anter says Columbia Riverkeeper plans to ask a federal court to review this license. The Yakima Nation says they've lost land to things like dams and wind turbines, and they say they're now tracking more than 80 proposed projects on ceded lands. That includes renewable energy projects, new transmission lines, and more data centers.
And I feel like it's coming too fast, you know, and our people are pushed aside.
Come on out, everyone. Let's do it intertribal. We're going to go to the right.
To show support, members from tribes across Washington and Oregon came to Pushpum, often joining together in intertribal dances. The Klamath tribes in South Central Oregon are fighting a similar project. It's called Swan Lake Energy Storage. They say it destroys sacred rock stack features and culturally important foods. William Ray Jr. is the Klamath tribe's chair.
The struggle between our nations and Indian country, it crosses every border of Indian country since the coming of the non-Indian, and it's been a battle for literally our survival.
Tribes say they'd like to be at the table when energy projects are first proposed. They say that could avoid these sorts of high-stake conflicts. I'm Courtney Flatt at Pushpum, outside Goldendale, Washington.
That's today's SBR News Today. We had reporting from Eliza Billingham, Bryce Dole, Mitch Borden, Courtney Flatt, and me, Doug Nadvornik. Eliza helped with the digital version of the program. Thanks for joining us. We'll return tomorrow with SBR News Today.